is Aisha Hosni. This is Fox News.
Good morning, and have I got a treat for you. Today, you're going to be awakened by three international men of mystery and one international woman of mystery. Not to mention an international wonder dog of mystery. Greg Budell, are you ready to go?
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Jay Scott, how do you feel about this mission?
This organization will not tolerate failure.
Emily Hayes, will the team need some extra help today?
Bring in the fan box!
Bailey, the wonder dog. If a chicken walked in on this mission, what would you say to it?
I'm gonna eat ya! Get in my belly!
And Rich Thomas, how does this mission and doing the weather make you feel?
I'm dead sexy.
So I guess when everyone wakes up, they'll all feel shagadelic.
Let's get down to business.
Now stand by for three men.
Molly, 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 molly.
And a lady.
Leave anybody out?
Oh, blue.
Here on the day after Auburn's incredible victory, we are seeing Greg, Jay, Emily, and Auburn's number one fan, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Looking around the area at 8 o'clock, Prattville's still the cool spot at 38, so it is definitely a chilly morning. You know, we've gotten soft here lately, too, because, you know, some warm days, and it's tough to go back to 38 degrees. Today, look for a mostly sunny day, not quite as cool, with a high temperature up to about 67. Much better than yesterday's windy temperatures in the 50s kind of day. Scattered showers developing in the overnight hours tonight. The main window would be, let's say, from 10 p.m. to about 4 a.m. A few scattered showers. Chilly, low 44. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high in the upper 60s. Down to the low 40s tomorrow night. Up to the mid-70s on Wednesday. Best day of the week. Sunshine, warmer Wednesday. With scattered showers back in the picture on Thursday. Mid-70s for a high. And showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely by Thursday evening, Thursday night, into early Friday as a front moves through the area. And then more showers over the upcoming weekend, especially maybe some stronger storms on Sunday. Right now, northeast winds at 7 miles per hour, clear skies. Temperature is 42 at 804.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Here's a business you may not need today. You might not need it tomorrow. Hopefully you won't need it this week, but keep it in mind because Plumbing by Luke Wire is going to come in handy because plumbing always picks, as we know, the worst time to be a problem. Whether it's a weekend, whether it's a nighttime, whether it's a holiday. So it's nice to know that Plumbing by Luke Wire is ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem. And guess what? They never charge overtime regardless of when you call. So it doesn't have to be a call during business hours. Get the whole house plumbing inspection, and that way you'll know if there is some big problem lurking that's about to become a pesky major problem, like I've seen on my street here. Some neighbors had come home after being away for a few days to having to replace the carpeting and the drywall, just basically a flooded mess. As they say, Plumbing by Luke Wire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at Luke Wire, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
We'll tell you what's coming up after we tell you what's coming up after traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling on into the 8 o'clock hour, and boy, we've had a busy morning, and it is still busy out in the traffic. There's still a delay on I-65 southbound headed into the downtown area, so watch out there. We also still have police working the accident at Highway 31 and I-65, and we have another accident in the Prattville area. This one is on Upper Kingston Road at Jamestown Drive, just south of the high school, so watch out up there. We are also receiving a lot of reports of backups on the Dietzville Highway near Legacy Park, so be careful in that area as well. If you're on the boulevard, it's really busy. We're back to stop and go traffic at the traffic lights with a large crowd around the Troy Highway and around I-85. If you're headed into Montgomery from Wetumpka, we don't see any delays for you. Do keep in mind that the school zones are still in effect for the next few minutes. Watch out, the speed limit's 15 miles an hour. Central Alabama Works presents Career Discovery Expo 2019, April 4th and 5th, hosted by Trenum State. Over 2,800 8th graders will experience careers firsthand. Brought to you by Neptune Technology Group, AIDT, and the Central Alabama Electric Cooperative. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Freeman and the lady wish to remind you we refuse. I said we refuse to participate in nonsensical attempts to prank the audience with dumb crap like this.
And now, KZ and the Kazoo Morning Show.
It's KZ on the Kazoo Morning Zoo, and have we got a morning plan for you. Great kazoo favorites from the most popular kazoo artists from yesterday and today. The phone lines are open, and we're talking to a kazoo caller on the Kazoo Morning Zoo Hotline.
Hi, KZ. I remember when no one wanted to hear a kazoo, and people made fun of them.
Happened to me today.
But now, a whole radio station for kazoos? Keep up the great work.
Can you kazoo?
We go now to Kenny on the Kazoo Morning Zoo Hotline.
Kazoo! Those guys who used to be on this station would never play kazoo songs. I'm humming along to all these songs. This is great!
Well, we're glad you like it, Kenny. So let's waste no time in getting back to the music on...
The Kazoo.
Here's BB Rexha and Florida Georgia Line with Meant to Be.
Gosh.
That goes on for two more minutes, so I expect.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't think that any song could get in.
Going on long enough, eh? Is that what you're saying?
It's a good thing we don't have an extra signal standing by. Waiting for a format.
We did polkas when you're in Florida.
Yeah.
From 6 to 7.
We did that on the station I was on in Mobile. Polka seems to be the go-to. Like, maybe it's more believable than kazoo.
It's pretty big in Cleveland now.
Not that many in Chicago. Chicago, I don't know if it's still there, but till the day I moved away, there was a station in LaGrange, which is a western suburb, and it was largely Polish. Mm-hmm. So they had a station, it was not an AM, that did play polka music all day.
Well, in greater Cleveland area, we make fun of a suburb called Parma.
Parma? I've heard of Parma.
Yeah.
Moon over Parma.
If you're from there, are you called a Parma song?
That's good. I like that.
Oh, that was it for Parma, huh?
You know, I just making... I can stop there.
Like to go bowling over there, didn't they?
Yeah, bowling is...
Bowling is a very, you know... I used to tell people when asked, what's your ethnic heritage? I came from a long line of bowling teams. And I made that joke up all by my big self. All right, I'll give you $100 if you can tell me the TV show that came from, that I stole that.
Oh. $100? That seems worth it. gosh.
I have no idea.
No clue.
You can give me the decade?
Probably Big Bang Theory.
Air Disasters?
Hey! No. But thanks, there was a good one on last night. An air disaster. About A300. You don't want to hear us? Okay. I'll save that for this afternoon because Joey likes to tease me about that. Actually, it came from the TV show All in the Family.
You are a meathead.
And it was one of those great lines, throwaway lines in a show that you expected on All in the Family that everybody could laugh at because somebody was at the bunker house and Archie referred to Meathead as somebody who came from a long line of bowling teams. And that was pretty... if you're from, you know, Cleveland or Chicago, certainly you understand the humor in that.
I thought you
meant the
BS drop. The drop. The BS drop.
thought you were talking about the drop.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about the BS drop. Where the BS thing came from.
I have to tell a lie to get it to work. I'm beautiful.
Yeah, we thought that's what you were talking about.
So we were thinking of a TV show that could have...
So you're saying that my communication skills in that particular instance were less than standard?
Yeah. That's what we're saying.
So what were you... You were talking about...
The long line... He comes from a long line of bowlers.
Yeah. It's a bowling team.
Bowling teams.
No, I have no idea where that comes from.
Well, now I know what everybody thinks of me.
You suck. And yet you keep returning.
Yes.
That's what it says on my parking spot.
I mean, you don't suck at breakfast, man.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jay.
That was the greatest. What a great way to start Monday.
I wasn't expecting it. I'm used to Tuesdays being our BLT days.
Well, I had to do it somewhere. I actually, it's not that any of them are terrible trouble because I've got a system down now. But we have steak and eggs this week. We have Cajun sausage and eggs. We have hash brown casserole. That'll probably be with tomorrow.
I got this text at 2:45 a.m. Central Time. BLT day. So I'm not saying I'm special, but I do know 3 hours ahead of time.
I wanted to cheer you up.
I'm not saying I'm special.
Not that you needed it. You had a pretty cheerful weekend, I would assume.
Yep.
With Auburn doing so well. And by the way, the Predictathon is posted. Let's see how the predictions are rolling in here. Because we have a $250 grand prize to the person that picks the exact outcome of Auburn's Saturday game. Now, if nobody does, we're still going to guarantee that prize. We'll do a drawing by counting the people who participate in order and then drawing a number between...
No, I got you. I'm with you.
Yeah.
All right. I see a couple people projecting Virginia.
Most of the first 12 were all Auburn. But if you want to win the contest, I suppose, and you know your basketball, you might want to err in some other way. Who knows? I'm just a Hawk Show toast. And today, not a particularly good one, so ignore me. It is 8:13. We have a big event.
Yes. Big event.
A really
big doings. Hey, we never got a conundrum.
There's a reason for that.
Okay.
Because we're doing True the Baloney.
Oh, okay. See, silly women.
And I believe the topic is... That sounds like a Roy Orbison. Wouldn't it be funny if Roy Orbison had
the... Woman.
Speaking out of turn.
It's five different True the Balonies on April Fool's Day facts, quote unquote.
Right.
Do we have to pull out the torture music now, or should we give somebody
a chance? It's not torturous to me. I think it's amazing.
Give them some opportunity to call.
Give them an opportunity.
272-9228.
Yeah.
272-9228, please.
You can't just go immediately into torture.
Yeah, you need to give them like 20 seconds.
Yeah. You need to give your captive
before waterboarding or that song. Right. You should.
Yeah, that's a good point.
An opportunity to confess.
Hey, what's the situation with that over there? It's making me nervous.
What's the situation with what?
That mason jar and that butt drugs cup. Yeah. Can you set the mason jar on the table? On the table? No. Oh, Lord.
There.
Thank you.
Okay.
Rachel.
It's your birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Rachel, from all of us here at News Talk 93.1 FM. 8:15 is the time. Your local news is next. We have a big event called the Spring Screening at Montgomery Eye Physicians. It's their third annual Spring Screening. This will be 2 weeks from Saturday, April 20th, from 10 till 2. It takes place at Montgomery's Eye Sturbridge facility across the street from Pepper Tree. Stop by for a free LASIK screening. Meet the best local board-certified LASIK surgeons. Enjoy free food and drinks and some great door prizes. They're also giving away goodie bags to everybody who receives a LASIK screening that day in that 10 to 2 window. So Montgomery Eyes at 8131 Seton Place for the free LASIK screening on Saturday, the 20th, from 10 till 2. And for more information about the event or giveaway details, call 272-2020 or visit online, MEP.com, for the Spring Screening 2 weeks from Saturday.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Troy police have charged a man with first-degree rape.
Richard Davidson is accused of raping a 20-year-old woman at a home in the 100 block of Nat Avenue. Several pieces of evidence were sent to the Alabama Department of Forensics to be examined. Davidson is in the Pike County Jail on a $25,000 bond. Montgomery police say a woman was shot over the weekend. Police tell us the shooting happened at the Patterson Court public housing development. The woman's injuries are not life-threatening and no arrests have been made. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And the Auburn Tigers are headed to the Final Four for the first time in school history. Auburn defeated Kentucky 77-71 in overtime on Sunday. The Tigers will face Virginia on Saturday. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Overzealous April Fool's Prankster.
Mr. Overzealous April Fool's Prankster.
You've been awake for 10 minutes, and already you put fake vomit in the sink, filled the sugar bowl with salt, put plastic wrap over the toilet, and fake doggy doo on the doorstep.
Ha-ha, we get it, you're really clever.
And don't forget your fart machine.
You bought the good one with the motion sensor, yeah.
So the next time you think you can escape him, what
U.S.O.B., you put super glue on my microphone. When I get unstuck, I'm going to hunt you down like a dog, Mr. Overzealous Practical Joker. A real American hero.
Mr. Overzealous Practical Joker.
Ow, a little help. Anyone? Somebody help me, please. Ow.
18 after 8 on News Talk 93.1 FM. In addition to the $250 Duncan & Son Predictathon now posted on Facebook, there's some great videos there today. Did you see the four dogs going up the escalator together? That was us, three men and a lady. Well, that was the
one metaphor. Dog wasn't staying behind to organize papers by date.
Man. Just already. That wouldn't even be 5 minutes.
You're listening to WBTR, the bitter one. There's some other great videos. This dog guilt video is killing me. Because they've done these things, and they just, dogs just, like this first guy here. Look at this. Look at the way he's sitting. I don't know anything about that mess.
Look, I'm cute. I don't know nothing.
When dogs look guilty, it's amazing how human the facial expression becomes. But if you love dogs, you don't care if they, you know, do a little somewhere not supposed to. What are they? They don't know how to use the toilet. What the heck? So, at 8:19, as expected, nobody...
What is this? Tell me that's chocolate.
Probably.
Yeah.
Does that make it any better for you?
Because
you hate chocolate.
I mean, anything that's brown and sticky, I give it a smell test.
That's so gross.
Anyway, nobody's called to play our Truth or Baloney.
Maybe they didn't realize that we were ready to play Truth or Baloney.
Well, we're ready to play.
It's 272-9228.
Right, 272-9228.
Or maybe there's just an enormous delay today.
Presenting two contemporary artists. One, the best saxophone player in the world, Kenny G.
You'll hear this till the Dan Moore show starts. Somebody doesn't call us. 272-9228.
Michael Bolton.
Michael Bolton.
I could hardly believe it when I heard the news today. I had to come and get it straight from you. I said you were leaving. Someone swept your heart away.
Mercifully, somebody's called.
No, you didn't want... What?
What happened?
Is this a complaint?
Probably.
We're not giving away a car. We are doing a contest, though. You want to play?
If they're not listening to us, I'm not going to explain a game they've never heard.
What's
before.
Your name?
A car.
But if they want to win a car,
that's what we did last hour, right?
Go buy one of Jack Ingram because you feel
hour.
Like you'll.
News talk, yes.
That was last hour.
I thought of that. It is 8:21. All right, now we do have people.
Look at that dog smile right there.
I know. I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
Again, it cut out.
Let me get rid of this torture.
Well, that's the deepest we've gotten into. That's amazing.
Look at the smile. I don't know what to say. All right, we got three people.
Yes, we do.
What are you going to do now?
Well... you get it wrong, you're out. So here we go, but Tom gets to go first. Tom.
Hi.
Tim. Hello.
Hey, Tim.
Here is your statement. Tell me whether it's truth or baloney. April Fool's Day first started in 1763 when King George III played a prank on his wife. Again, April Fool's Day began in 1763 when King George III of England played a prank on his wife. Truth or baloney?
Yeah, I'm actually a distant relative of King George, and I know through stories of his past that he was not much of a joker, so I'm going to go with baloney.
And winning. That's good.
Yeah, we found out on the timeline that it started in the 1500s.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is news to Greg.
Well, I'm... You're still in.
Just your face with, oh.
All right, Joe. Let's see if you can keep this thing going.
What's up,
here.
Joe?
Okay.
The guy who invented the whoopee cushion, if you don't know, you sit down and go.
Oh,
like
yeah.
The guy who invented the whoopee cushion was invented by employees at a rubber company in Toronto in the 1920s. Thomas Crapper usually gets credit for inventing the first flushable toilet in the 1880s, even though he didn't. It dates back to the 1500s.
What was the
question? So the question is, the guy who invented the whoopee cushion also invented the first flushable toilet. True or baloney?
Baloney.
And that is...
Winning.
Wow, this is a tough crowd. This is a bright crowd today.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Up on your crap.
Rich.
Here is statement three. In England, it's considered rude to prank someone in the afternoon on April 1st. Again, in England, it's considered rude to prank someone in the afternoon on April 1st. Truth or baloney?
Oh, that's probably baloney.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. You're April fooling me, right?
No.
Is it because of the tea time? Or?
Well, yes, you don't interrupt.
Yeah, you're supposed to have them done by noon. That's the rule of thumb in England.
Oh, well.
But, wonderful, thank you for calling. And try again tomorrow or Wednesday. We'll have another lousy great game.
I had to stop Kenny and Ray.
I appreciate it.
You're awesome. Right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Greg.
You get extra hash brown casserole.
No, thank you. No, I got the heartburn, so I got to stay away from tomorrow's breakfast.
You do?
Oh. Yeah, I have an ulcer.
What can I make that won't bother you?
What?
Scrambled eggs?
Life better.
Cheesy eggs?
Life better?
What?
That's Wednesday.
He said, what can I make? And I said, life better.
Well, if cheesy eggs will do it, guess what? Your life is going to upgrade tomorrow. All right, back to Tom.
Hey.
Tom, the most common April Fool's Day prank in France is to tape a paper fish to someone's back. Again, the most common April Fool's Day prank in France is to tape a paper fish to someone's back. Truth or baloney?
That's true. I had to happen on April Fool's in France.
So you say that's true?
That's true.
Winning.
It is. This guy knows his.
Tom knows his stuff, man.
Wow.
All right, so we're down
those
to
French.
Joel. Richard Branson of Virgin Airlines once got arrested for an April Fool's Day prank. Again, Richard Branson of Virgin Airlines once got arrested for an April Fool's Day prank. Truth or baloney?
Truth.
Winning.
Wow, this is going to be...
Wow. It's going to go down to the wire.
Yeah, back in the 90s, he hired someone to steal all of his business partner's furniture. The guy didn't press charges, but he did spend a night in jail. Like I said, I think you can... sometimes go a little too far.
Take it to the, over the line.
All right, so since both of you are still in the game and I'm out of April Fool's Truth or Baloney, neither one of you wins. April Fool! Hold on. I just got to go back and get something out of the can.
A whoopee cushion.
Greg has gone to the can.
Okay, now we have to
bring out the reserves.
Yes. We got to go to the Whopper, chew the bologna again.
Yep, we are ditching the April Fool's theme.
Yeah, this is
the bonus round now.
All right,
anything
are you
goes.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. Is this for $10,000?
No.
It's for that car we gave away last hour.
All right, the second most spoken word in the English language is O, Y, or U. O, Y, or U. Which is the second most spoken word in the English language?
Baloney.
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
All right, let me put it in format. Now, this is the baloney game. So you have to pick A, B, or C, and I'll repeat it. The second most spoken word of the English language is O, as in
O.
U, Y-O-U, or Y, as in
Y.
Or
Y.
What is O, Alex?
What is O, Alex? I'm sorry. U is two, so
no, losing, guys. Sorry.
However,
I'd like to congratulate my opponent.
No.
No, wait.
No, he's got to get his right. Otherwise, you're the first one in, so you get that that lifesaver feature. All right, the pressure's on, Joel. You got to get this one right, okay?
Okay.
All right.
When notorious gunslinger Bat Masterson died, he was employed as A, a sports writer, B, a bodyguard for President Wilson, or C, a valet at the Waldorf Astoria. Again, when notorious gunslinger Bat Masterson died, he was employed as A, a sports writer, B, President Wilson's bodyguard, or C, a waiter at the Waldorf Astoria.
A.
A is the winning answer, and you have won the game!
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, why? Yeah. So hang on, and Tom, you really were great. Hang on a second. I got a Hollywood, Florida. I don't know anybody there.
Don't know anybody in South Florida?
Couple of people.
Better.
So we appreciate you, man. Try again Wednesday.
Will do. You guys have a great day.
All right. Thanks. Take care.
He was really good.
Yeah, he was.
If we had had more of those April Fools, I'm pretty sure he would have won.
Yep. Yeah.
But Joel, you did it, and congratulations to you. While Jay's gathering information for Joel,
here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and Jay would join, but he's busy.
On the phone?
On the phone.
I'm sorry?
Making sure to get our winner's information so he can enjoy his $10 gift card to the Seafood Bistro. You can enjoy the Seafood Bistro, too. All you have to do is go to 1651 Perry Hill Road, walk through the doors at lunchtime or dinner time, and get ready to feast on the best Cajun goodness this side of the bay.
The Mobile Bay.
The Gulf of Mexico. Maybe that's a better way to say it. But I do want to point out something, though, because, you know, Auburn's going into the Final Four. I imagine a lot of you are planning parties and such to celebrate. Don't forget the Seafood Bistro when you think of your fare to enjoy while watching the game. They have not only the boil bags, which you could do a big old crawfish boil for, which is perfect this time of year. But they also have wings in many different flavors. Something you should check out by visiting theseafoodbistro.com, giving them a call at 279-7500, or, getting more information about it when you stop by there for lunch today at 1651 Perry Hill Road, the Seafood Bistro.
Thank you so much, Emily.
You're welcome.
Let's go back to the traffic dungeon.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service equipment and liner replacements and a sparkling pool all summer. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
Is it just me or is that voiced by the actual skipper?
It is. Of Skipper Pools.
I love irony.
Montgomery Skywatch, traffic rolling right on through the 8 o'clock hour, and we have a slowdown on I-85 southbound. It is in the vicinity of Perry Hill Road. Looks like we may have an accident in that area, so watch out there. The jam up on I-65 has cleared itself up. There's no problems coming out of Prattville. On I-65, it's a smooth ride north and southbound. The boulevard's still real busy. We have a lot of traffic around the Troy Highway and at Vaughan Road and I-85, so watch out there. School zones are wrapping up. Keep in mind the speed limit's 15 miles an hour. Get ready for spring and summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Verizon Wireless, GameStop, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It is 8:31 on News Talk 93.1 FM. If you ever find yourself featured in one of Jeff Blake's traffic reports, and that happened to me once in Florida. I got rear-ended, not badly. I was just off on the side of the road in the bumper, and I had our station on. The traffic guy comes on like 15 minutes later and said there's a car, two-car accident now on the right side of I-95 going southbound. It's weird when you hear your own wreck on the radio.
Right.
But it's what you do after the police have left, and then you have to sometimes make a decision. The car needs to be towed immediately somewhere because it's not drivable. Make sure that you tell the tow truck driver to take you to the Montgomery Paint and Body. Your insurance agent, slam dunk, they will absolutely be on board with that decision because they know that you're going to get your money's worth, their money's worth, out of the repair, that it will be complete and thorough with no shortcuts. And that's what you pay the premiums for, to get top-notch service and a top-notch result, and they'll make sure you do. Why? Because, yeah, they, you know, lots of places have similar technologies for car repair and so forth. But here's the deal. The other places don't have the Turner Family Standard, which was established years and years ago when they refused to play games in the business of automobile repair. They were either going to do it right or they refused the work. And they did that until the rest of the market came around their way of doing business. They're at the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Donnie and Brandon Turner with three full decades in the bank and doing the best automobile repair around. At Montgomery Paint and Body, MPB27REC. That REC is spelled with a W.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
After our chilly start this morning, we'll be warming up a little bit better than yesterday. Yesterday we stayed in the 50s with that rude wind that kept things so unpleasant all day long. Today's high around 67. Tonight, scattered showers developing in the overnight hours, mostly late tonight. And let's say from about 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. would be the main window of scattered showers. And then mostly sunny tomorrow with a high in the upper 60s. Should be a nice day. Low tomorrow night in the low 40s. Then on Wednesday, it's what I call the pick of the litter day, the best day of the week weather-wise, with sunshine and a high up to about 76. We'll be in the mid-70s Thursday with a chance of showers in the afternoon and scattered showers and thunderstorms on Thursday night into early Friday as the next front moves into the area. And then another storm system over the weekend that has my attention with the strongest storms perhaps on Sunday. We'll be watching. The pollen count still very high today and tomorrow, and then medium to high Wednesday. Right now, northeast winds at 7 miles per hour. Still chilly. Clear skies and 42 at 8:34.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Checking the market numbers out of the box this morning, the Dow is up almost 200 points, passing 26,000 with gusto, as Brant McDonald told us he expected it to do, that things are going to be pretty good for a while. On a day-to-day basis, he joins us at 5:10 in the afternoon, although he did take his dad. This is so cool. He did take his dad to see Auburn play.
Win.
That is pretty cool, yeah. Both games,
that.
Too.
Yeah.
And I hope there's another one. I would love to see him be there for the, the championship a week from tonight. But he is still trust me when I tell you, he goes to a basketball game, that's what he's watching. Every other minute of his life, he's keeping an eye on your money and the money of the people that entrust McDonald and Hagen to build it for him. I want to emphasize one thing. You don't go see Brant McDonald with a briefcase full of money. It's nice if you have that. You go in looking for a plan to start so you can save for some future event, whether it's your first home, your kid's education. Maybe you want to shelter some of your money from the government, you know, and avoid taxes and things like that. Or you just want to build your retirement. Boy, the sooner you start that at a few bucks a week, that adds up over time. So call 387-0094 and take control of your financial situation and speak to the experts at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management on Vaughan Road. Number again, 387-0094. It's your local news. And then we're back with Stupid News.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police say a woman was shot over the weekend. Police tell us the shooting happened at the Patterson Court public housing development. The woman's injuries are not life-threatening and no arrests have been made. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Troy police have charged a man with first-degree rape. Richard Davidson is accused of raping a 20-year-old woman at a home in the 100 block of Nat Avenue. Several pieces of evidence were sent to the Alabama Department of Forensics to be examined. Davidson is in the Pike County Jail on a $25,000 bond. And the Auburn Tigers are headed to the Final Four for the first time in school history. Auburn defeated Kentucky 77-71 in overtime on Sunday. The Tigers will face Virginia on Saturday. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
And now, today's Millennial Moment.
I think I'm going to start growing my own food, like in a garden. It's a lot healthier for you. I mean, if you think about it, the pilgrims didn't have high cholesterol or heart disease.
That was today's Millennial Moment.
I'm the CEO of a business with a big computer network. Now, I'm not a computer guy, but I need to make sure that my network runs flawlessly day in and day out. When the network goes down, so do we, and we rely on Bachelor Technologies. They monitor my network 24/7. They know issues before I do, and they fix them. When there's a failure, Bachelor is on it. Bachelor Technologies worries about my network, so I don't have to. Learn more at wearebt.com. Bachelor Technologies.
With Lyle Lovett and his large band, August 11th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. She's no lady, she's your wife. The four-time Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Lyle Lovett. Here I am. Yes, it's me. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Lyle Lovett and his large band, presented by Big Spring Entertainment and the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Carter's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Final Four. Gotta be Final Four, because Auburn is in the Final Four.
Yay! That's never happened before.
And, boy, talking about a great option to go somewhere and watch basketball action, or a place that you can pick up the phone and say, I want a party-sized tray of wings in order... Get the Screaming Eagles. That's the wing that Baumhauer served. Yeah. It's named for the Wurgle Nation.
I remember you you inspired me to try that, and one night when I was out at Baumhauer's, and it's pretty good.
They have so many options. I mean, the peanut butter and jelly thing, when I first heard about that, I said, that's different. But they're all good. I the only two I will avoid are ones that are like 9-11 or hotter than that. Those are...
You know what I had the other day? I think it was it the Victory Burger? It was amazing.
The burgers are great. You know what makes them good is the way he blends the beef.
Mm-hmm.
And they use a combination of ground chuck and ground brisket. So it's really high-quality beef. And
the curly fries were good, too.
I tell people, if you order a burger at Baumhauer's, before you drown it in ketchup and mustard and all the usual stuff, try just taking a bite of the burger and
juicy.
Enjoy the taste.
Those bowls are great, too.
Yes, and they have the they do breakfast downtown, 7 to 10. I got to figure out a way to finagle us some breakfast bowls some morning.
Oh, geez, that'd be great.
Because they are good, and you can enjoy breakfast at Baumhauer's downtown at 201 Union until 7 to 10, Monday through Friday, and park free underground and avoid the weather if it's intemperate. At 8:43, ladies and gentlemen, get ready for...
It is time
for
stupid
news.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
Start reading.
Last week, you may remember, it actually did in the Cheap and Trashy. Nicolas Cage got married after a 4-day relationship.
Yeah, he has an explanation now.
Yeah, he has asked for an annulment because he was too drunk to get married.
Okay.
In the annulment papers, Cage says she suggested they get married, and he reacted on impulse and without the ability to recognize or understand the full impact of his actions.
Plus, now, he was just Nicolas Cage then.
That's the other thing.
Nicolas Cage was just
being... she's still apparently, he's worried about her interest in some past guy, right?
Yeah, there's that. Plus, how old is he? He's got to be like late 50s now, right?
Quick, at to least. The internet!
And I can give you an explanation as to why he's behaving the way he is.
All right, what are we going with for age? Give me your guesses, folks.
54.
I'll 57. Say 50. I was going to say 58.
Emily is the closest without going over. He is 55 years old.
Look at me go.
Double nickels.
So he just hit one of those magic numbers. This woman is much younger.
He did, because it happened in January, so he had just turned 55.
The here's the thing. He, deep down... No matter what she says to him today or any of that, he's thinking, in another 10 years, I'll be on Social Security and she'll still be in her 30s. And she's going to start seeing me. It's just not going to work. So I'll bet it. And this is a guy, man, that has made a bazillion dollars making a lot of pretty good movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his movies are usually at least entertaining. But has spent himself into tremendous debt. He's a guy that needs to see Bram McDonald.
Raising Arizona And I liked all of the, what's the museum movies? The
National Treasure?
Yeah, those are good.
I like that series.
I really enjoyed those, yes.
Who could ever forget Ghost Rider?
And there is writing, by the way, on the back of the Declaration, but it's not a map to
right.
Rooms of Gold. Here are the 8 most common types of April Fool's pranks.
Mm-hmm.
Mind game pranks, like rearranging somebody's furniture.
Oh.
And pretending nothing
that's
out
good.
Of the ordinary. Scare tactics like putting a fake spider in somebody's chair. Mm-hmm. There's some good stuff out there, too, like fake poop and vomit. Lying pranks like telling your significant other you're pregnant. Boy, if Roz tells me that today, I'm going to jump straight into the pool.
Why?
It'd be a surprise. I mean, we're sort of...
Just mean, why is the pool your go-to... I'm surprised! Oh my God! Quick, to the pool!
Actually, I went into the pool yesterday.
I can't take it!
For my knees, and it was great.
3 times this week, I jumped in. It was brisk.
It's brisk.
Prank phone calls. That's not funny.
Yeah.
Food-related prank, like putting toothpaste in an Oreo. Actually, that is pretty good.
Or putting mayonnaise in a toothpaste.
Teeth look like hell. A make things inaccessible prank, like putting a stapler in Jell-O.
Mm-hmm.
An elaborate prank that you film for YouTube, or a toilet humor prank, like cellophane across the toilet seat.
No.
Or having a fake turd in somebody's coffee.
What was the name of Spencer's Gifts where they had all those?
Yeah. Oh yeah,
you know they had the fake throw up. They had the. The ice cubes that have, like, a spider in the middle of them, that kind of stuff. In our neighborhood, the guy across the street and my dad would always do it. And one day, he said, "Hey, son of a gun." He used another word.
Yeah.
I'm gonna shoot the window of your car. And he actually, the gun went off. And Dad went over to the car, and looks like there's a bullet that went through. It's a decal.
Oh, gee.
Decal. But that was amazing.
That's old Harold had a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
Olive Garden is introducing a foot-long piece of chicken parm.
No.
We did see a commercial on TV that McDonald's was introducing this pickle burger.
Pickle burger.
And we're looking at this.
Fell for it.
And we all fell for it.
Because that's something I would eat.
It
was really, you could see burger and stuff in there, but there was pickles.
I mean, McPickle.
McPickle.
It felt right.
That was, yes, and we all bought in.
Sounded like it could happen.
And then a few minutes later, it turned out to be a prank. My applause to the folks behind that one, because that was pretty cool. All right, Morning Maroon nominees coming up.
Right.
For those of you, when you are browsing through the internet, you'll come across these clickbait things that show you horrible cosmetic surgery results. And sometimes you're morbidly curious enough to go check it out. Well, here's the thing. Most of those happen to be true. Cosmetic surgery for weight reduction, to get rid of wrinkles, cellulite, all of those true surgical procedures involve some element of risk. If you would like to lose some weight around the middle, or if you have cellulite, or you'd like to target your upper arms, call Infusion at 296-1662 and ask about CryoSkin 3.0. This is a technology. It's a very comfortable experience. You and I have both tried it once, right?
Once, both, yeah.
And they just go over the area that you want to target with a wand. And what the wand does is transmit waves that break the fat down beneath the skin. The only thing you feel is a busy sensation in that area for a day or two as the fat breaks down and your system gets rid of it. You can target specific areas or go for the waist, whatever. Compared to the cost of a cosmetic surgery in that area, forget it. It's not even close. Also, for a boost in energy, I went and got, I had a Myers cocktail Saturday morning.
Right. I did one Friday. It's amazing how I feel, and people are making remarks about, it works. It really works.
The IV vitamin therapy like, have you been going out a little bit too strong? You know, you need to, you're feeling depleted. That, you know what that is? That's your body feeling depleted. So try infusioncryoandlaser.com for more information or call them at 296-1662. I am doing cryotherapy in the chamber today. I didn't have time on Saturday, but I'm going back to level two for a day, and that'll build up to level three.
That is so cool.
Like the Hardy North.
Almost like my pool.
296-1662, the ever so awesome and lovely Lori or Ryan Turner will be happy to advise you on which procedure to consider.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new C Spire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new C Spire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. C Spire. Customer inspired.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome to Prank Day!
I feel like such a fool.
Just a fool. Fooling
yourself, you can't sleep. Hi, that was Tommy Shaw from the Rock Grip Stoops.
Sticks,
yeah. 272-9228. Why I gave the phone number out, I have no idea. 852, it's one of those things that starts happening at my age. It is time for former Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Boy, do you ever, and people exercise that right. Each and every day, we present for your consideration today's Morning Maroon nominee. All right, let's present you with a brief rundown on the dumbest of the dumb. We were just talking about cosmetic surgery procedures, and they're hugely expensive and often don't work out the way they're planned. A lady in Virginia named Vanessa Klein has been arrested for embezzling more than $93,000 from the construction company she worked at as a bookkeeper. Why? Well, because she was having a very expensive wedding and needed a butt lift.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah. She said a good bit of money went towards her wedding, which included $25,000 for a wedding planner. I think you're your own best wedding planner in that regard. $2,000 for a dress. But most importantly, $7,200 for a pre-wedding butt lift. She was caught when a credit card company called the owner of the construction company and told him his account was going to get shut down for not paying. He looked into the books and figured out what Vanessa had been doing. She's now facing 5 counts and 10 forgery counts. Embezzlement and forgery. Not good. All right, this is kind of hard to do, I would think. Cops in Little Egg Township Harbor, New Jersey, which is a quaint little place.
What's the name of the town again?
Little Egg Harbor Township.
Wow.
Western New Jersey is beautiful. Did you ever see Ariel, New Jersey?
Yes, I have.
When they hover over Newark, you can't see anything because it's all smoky. But once you get out in the countryside, it's pretty.
It is.
37-year-old guy named Jason Kramer was out in the parking lot of a Wawa convenience store punching himself in the face. Then a crowd gathered, and he raised the stakes by punching himself in the face, not wearing any of the clothes which he had just removed.
Oh, no.
So the cops came. He was arrested for lewdness. They think he was under the influence of something, but not sure what.
Yeah, there was a great chase this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
yeah?
In L.A. It was, I don't know what was up with the guy. He was driving a car. He would stop.
They'd have a TV show.
Well,
schedule those.
When you schedule them, he would stop, and then the police would stop because they're thinking, okay, he's stopping. Then he would back up, and he would bump the police car, and then he'd drive off again, and he would do this time and time again. Then he got on the freeway going in the wrong direction, This was bad. No accidents or anything.
Oh, man.
But they eventually shut down an entranceway on the freeway and then an exitway on the freeway. And when the helicopter pulled back, because they were on there for a good, 25, 30 minutes, when they pulled back and you saw this line of white cars, the headlights, it was just, ended up tasing the guy because he stayed in his car. He wouldn't get out.
When somebody starts going down the wrong way, you got to find a way to blow that car to smithereens.
Well, you couldn't because there was so much traffic on the freeway that they couldn't fire shots. You know, they couldn't do anything to stop him
without
endangering the other people, even though they're being endangered as it is with him driving on the wrong.
Those are so addicting once you get invested in one of those chases.
Thank you, O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, right.
Get away.
Yeah. The slow speed chase.
Oh, what a joke.
Wow.
What a joke. And all of America watched, 90 million viewers. We'll make that nominee number three.
Okay.
So who's the dumbest of the dumb here? L.A. Speed Chase?
What you think?
But Lyft embezzler or
Lyft embezzler.
Face puncher, self face puncher.
I would go with the self face puncher guy.
Yeah, there was
a lot of elements to that story.
You can understand the emotions of wanting a butt lift. Doesn't make it okay to do it, but you can understand that at least there was some reason.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
What an embezzlement.
Has Infusion gotten to those yet?
No.
Okay. Didn't know if there was a butt lift or anything for them. Something they could do, you know.
They could work on waist.
Could you just put your butt in the chamber?
If they're
bigger than you want.
He's rubbing.
So awkward.
Now I'm so
excited.
Oh, it's weird.
Go get in the pool. Get in the surprise pool.
8:57. A reminder that not only is Easter right around the corner, but Mom's Day is a little more than a month away.
Right.
Or you could have a friend or someone you're married to is having an anniversary. So, I mean, there's all kinds of occasions on the calendar and some that aren't. But when you're, I got to get something, and you want to get something nice, go straight to Brian Jewelry and pick the brains of people who have been doing this for 63 years, over three generations, taking a panic customer, guiding them, asking probative questions. I mean, really, they do a forensic look at the person you're shopping for and make suggestions based on the information you provide. And if you get there in advance of the occasion, they can make something from scratch just for you and the person you're sharing it with. Their website, brianjewelry.com, gives you a chance to join their club and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. So for expertise, an incredible selection, very, very competitive price, help with financing and everything else, trust the people that have been trusted for over 60 years here in the River Region. Brian Jewelry, 7078 East Main in Prattville, brianjewelry.com.
And now, a star is born. On April 1st, 1973, the world welcomed little baby Rachel Maddow. When she entered this world, the doctor made an amazing prediction about the future liberal cable news host.
If you think she's crying now, wait until Trump is elected.
Rachel Maddow, a star is born.
Caravita Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.